Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Monday we bring you the latest news from the world of entertainment. The following three articles are from the online website TMZ.com. Our first article, Jesse Colin Young, Youngblood singer dead at 83. The Aiken County crooner in South Carolina tells TMZ, Jesse Colin Young was at his home sometime before 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday when an unspecified event happened and emergency medical services were called. Paramedics transported Young to a hospital where he was pronounced dead at 3:13 p.m. The coroner said Jesse's death was natural, but there's no official confirmation yet on the cause of his death. Jesse Colin Young, a singer known for his work with the Youngbloods, is dead. The singer-songwriter died Sunday afternoon in Aiken, South Carolina, according to his wife and manager, Connie Young. The cause of death is unclear. Jesse is best known for providing vocals on the Youngbloods' 1960s hit song, Get Together, an international anthem calling for brotherhood and peace. In addition to his time with the Youngbloods, Jesse also launched a solo career, playing the guitar and singing socially conscious lyrics on a slew of solo albums. Jesse blended folk, blues, jazz, and country with some rock and roll, and he had his hands on all facets of the music industry. He was a songwriter, singer, instrumentalist, producer, and label owner. In recent years, Jesse hosted a podcast, as he was always an activist for social and environmental issues, as a product of the 1960s hippie counterculture era. Jesse was 83. Next, Last Chance U star Jason Brown files $30 million lawsuit against Netflix. Former college football coach Jason Brown, who starred on Netflix's Last Chance U docuseries, is now suing the streaming giant over the show for a whopping $30 million. The ex-Independence Community College sideline manager alleged in the suit, which was filed in Los Angeles County this week, that Netflix and its Last Chance U producers cost him a fortune by, among other things, portraying him in a false and offensive light through selective editing and misrepresentation. Brown says he initially agreed to be a part of the series back in June 2017, after he claims producers assured him he'd garner positive publicity from being on camera. He alleges one exec actually told him, "Colleges will be calling you after this airs." But Brown stated Netflix proceeded to paint him as a villain in the two seasons he was on. He said producers cut, pasted, edited, and distorted footage to depict him as a volatile, abusive tyrant for their financial gain. One instance in particular that he says really hurt him was in February 2019, when he sent a text message to a student that made a Hitler reference. Brown says Netflix dramatized the situation, and he says $600,000 offers he had to coach NCAA programs and XFL teams were pulled after the show aired. In total, Brown, who actually told TMZ Sports last month that he was mulling the lawsuit, says he's out $10 million in lost income, $10 million in reputational damage, and $5 million in emotional distress. He also wants $5 million in punitive damages. Brown is not the first star from Last Chance U to drag Netflix to court over the show. Ronald Olley, John Franklin III, Kerry Sidney Rivas II, DeAndre Johnson, Tim Bonner, and Isaiah Wright also filed a lawsuit against the streaming giant in February with similar allegations to Brown. Netflix, for its part, has yet to publicly comment on the pending litigation. And finally, YouTuber P2 is the name death. No foul play suspected. Toxicology tests pending. The death of popular YouTuber P2 is the name is still puzzling investigators, but we're told cops do not suspect foul play. Our law enforcement sources provided new details about the circumstances surrounding his death. We're told Philip Inawali, better known by his YouTube name, collapsed on the ground in front of mailboxes at his LA apartment building Friday afternoon. Our sources say the property manager discovered P2 is the name and phoned 911. Prompting police and paramedics to respond. We're told paramedics performed life-saving measures on P2 is the name, but they ultimately couldn't revive him and he was pronounced dead at the scene. We're also told there were no immediate signs of drugs or alcohol, and, as of now, his death is being treated as from natural causes. Our sources say the LA County coroner has conducted an autopsy and is awaiting toxicology results. As you may know, P2 is the name rose to prominence after posting NBA 2K and Fortnite gaming videos before moving to more general video game content. He posted lots of Let's Plays, walkthroughs of popular video games, and went on to start his own clothing line, Wally Co. P2 is the name was 26. If you want to learn more about Ayers Lane, the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Monday with more news from the fascinating world of entertainment. I'm Roger Baker.